Edward Bear, known to his friends as Winnie the Pooh, or Pooh for short, was walking through the forest one day humming proudly to himself. The hum was a little hum he had made up that morning as he was doing his stoutness exercises in front of the glass.
Tra-la-la, 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 ooh, help, la.
Since then, he had learned the hum off by heart, and now, in the forest, he was humming it right through properly.
Tra-la-la, 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 rum-tum, tiddle-um-tum. Diddle-iddle, 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 rum-tum-tum, tiddle-um.
Well, he was walking gaily along, wondering what everybody else was doing, what it felt like being somebody else.
Rum-tum, tiddle-um-tum.
When suddenly he came to a sandy bank, and in the bank there was a large hole.
Rum-tum, tiddle-um-tum. If I know anything about anything, that hole means rabbit, and rabbit means company, and company means food and listening to me humming, and such like. Rum-tum, tiddle-um-tum.
So he bent down and put his head into the hole and called out,
"Is there anybody at home?" What I said was, "Is anybody at home?"
No.
Oh.
You needn't shout so loud. I heard you quite well the first time.
Bother. Isn't there anybody here at all?
Nobody.
There must be somebody there, because somebody must have said nobody. Hello, Rabbit. Isn't that you?
No.
But isn't that Rabbit's voice?
I don't think so. It isn't meant to be.
Oh.
So he took his head out of the hole and had another think and put it back and said,
"Well, could you very kindly tell me where Rabbit is?"
"He has gone to see his friend Pooh Bear, who is a great friend of his."
"But this is me."
"What sort of me?"
"Pooh Bear."
"Are you sure?"
"Oh, quite sure."
"Oh, well then, come in." You were quite right. It is you. Glad to see you.
Who did you think it was?"
"Well, I wasn't sure. You know how it is in the forest. One can't have anybody coming into one's house. One has to be careful. What about a mouthful of something?"
"Well, I do always rather like a little something at 11 o'clock in the morning."
"Honey or condensed milk with your bread?"
"Both. But don't bother about the bread, please."
For a long time after that, Winnie the Pooh said nothing.
Come, tiddle-um, come, come, tiddle-um. Well, Rabbit, I must be going on.
Must you?
Well, I could stay a little longer if you...
And he tried very hard to look in the direction of the larder.
"As a matter of fact, I was going out myself directly."
"Oh, well then, I'll be going on. Goodbye."
"Well, goodbye, if you're sure you won't have any more."
"Is there any more?"
"No, there isn't."
I thought not. Well, goodbye, I must be going on."
So he started to climb out of the hole. He pulled with his front paws and pushed with his back paws. And in a little while, his nose was out in the open again. And then his ears. And then his front paws. And then his shoulders. And then...
Oh, help! I'd better go back. Oh, bother! I shall have to go on. I can't do either. Oh, help and bother.
Now, by this time, Rabbit wanted to go for a walk too, and finding the front door full, he went out by the back door and came round to Pooh and looked at him.
"Hello. Are you stuck?"
No. I'm just resting and thinking and humming to myself."
"Here, give us a paw."
"Ow! You're hurting."
"The fact is, you're stuck."
"It all comes of not having front doors big enough."
"It all comes of eating too much. I thought at the time, only I didn't like to say anything, that one of us was eating too much and I knew it wasn't me. Well, I shall go and fetch Christopher Robin."